Yeah, I went to Little Havana with you guys, as you mentioned. Now, Junior, you spoke with a guy who was actually from Cuba, who had moved to Little Havana 20 years ago. Little Havana, also a mecca for people just wanting to get away, like we were. They want to see the culture, want to see the scene. And I ran into two brothers who had the most weird, evasive backstory. Now, most of the people I spoke to spoke very little English and spoke Spanish, and there was a language barrier. But these two guys, American, spoke English as a counterbalance to your interview with the Cuban guy. His name's Elliot. His brother Julian was also there, and they kind of looked like they were frat bros or something from Massachusetts, but frat bros who decided against their lifestyle of privilege and decided to just live on the road. But yet, they have a home, and you'll hear about this home. Weird backstory from Elliot. And they sing the worst song of all time.
Oh, sure.
You here for the Super Bowl?
No.
See? You live here?
No.
How many?
I got in on a flight an hour ago. Yeah.
What brought you here?
Just needed to get out of Massachusetts for a minute.
Well, wait. Did you say you just had to get out of Massachusetts for a minute?
Yeah, for the weekend. Me and my brother just came down on a plane and staying with family and going back, so it's just had to get out of the cold. We're going crazy up there.
What's the weather like right now?
Cold, you know? Snow.
Like ball freezing cold?
No, sometimes. Sometimes it's like 10 degrees, but it was like 35 today.
Well, I noticed you're wearing shorts and sandals.
Yeah, we got changed in the airport.
Okay. And you didn't wear that from Massachusetts?
No, but we're just walking around, eating food.
What do you do for a living up in...
I don't know. I'm fixing up a house right now, flipping a house. Who are you with again?
A radio station in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you here for the Super Bowl?
I am.
So what kind of information are you looking to get just people on the street?
Yeah, what kind of house are you trying to flip up there? 4-2?
Well, I'm not really flipping. Like, I bought a house at auction, and I'm, like, just fixing it up.
Like a tax forfeiture?
It had been foreclosed on, and it was really, like, abandoned and cheap, so I've been living in this house for a year and fixing it up myself. That's not really a job, but it's what I've been doing.
What'd you do before that? Did you have a career before
that? No, I've never had a career. I randomly got a bunch of money after getting hit by a car and put it into this house. Life takes weird paths sometimes. Like, it's not so straight as, like, a career, you know?
Right.
You just kind of go with what happens. My name's Elliot.
Elliot. Hi. So, Elliot, tell me about getting hit by a car. How does that happen?
Oh, well, you don't want that to happen. I mean, it just...
Well, yeah, I'm not asking for advice on how to get hit by a car.
Yeah. Well, it happens that you get hit when you're no one's looking, when you're not looking, and you're on a bike, and then years later, you get a big settlement of money, and then you have something, you know, to do with all that money.
That had to be a hard 10 years waiting to get some money.
Oh, not 10. Yeah, about 5.
It took you 5 years to get money.
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't hard. Like, I've been in my early 20s, I'm 26, so I don't know. I don't need much money. I just work odd jobs, work at schools, do things.
You know. You work at schools?
Yeah, like substitute teaching or doing after-school stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most legit thing. I was a mailman for a year or two.
Yeah. Got a few different jobs.
Yeah, it's good to do a lot of things, you know?
What kind of vehicle hit you?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I think a truck, yeah.
Did they ever find out?
No, no.
Well, then how did you get money?
It was a hit and run. I think through my parents had some insurance company that they had some claim for just, I don't know, some claim covered it that they had. And I was 18 at the time, so.
But the money went to you?
Yeah. Well, I paid my parents back for everything they had done and all the medical bills and stuff.
And so you get some money for pain and suffering. Are you now a multimillionaire?
Yeah. No. No, no, I'm in thousands, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Like five figs?
No. Five figs. Yes.
Five figs, yes. But not six figs.
Definitely no, not six figs.
But mid five figs?
You don't need much to buy an abandoned house in an old mill town in Massachusetts.
So if you could have any job you wanted, what would you do?
Any job?
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard to say. I don't know. Seems like what you're doing is pretty fun.
Yeah, it is fun. Coming out here talking to guys who get hit by cars.
I think talking to people and interacting with people in some way is just like, you got to do that if you want to be happy.
You have a wife, kids?
No. Nope. None of that.
What?
Oh, no, it's just never, I've just never occurred to me. I'm just, like, never been in that place.
Never occurred to you to have a wife?
That I would have a wife or a kid, you know? That's my brother there. He's 30. He's 30. He's not married either.
See, what's going on with you guys?
I just haven't met the right person, honestly.
What are the people like in Massachusetts as far as the dating scene? Are you an actor?
My brother went, too. Musician. That's what I do with my time. Try to make music.
What do you play?
Everything. Lots of things.
So you play guitar?
Yeah. Sing.
Piano, sing.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Can you sing a little bit for me?
What do you want me to sing?
Well, who's your favorite artist?
I don't know. I don't cover people, you know?
Well, sing an original thing. That'd be cool.
Julian, come here.
Here's the duet.
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
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 Ba-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-dum,
ba-da-da-dum. Baby, go to bed. Baby, go to bed. This is a song that we were playing the other day with our friends. He wrote it. Our friend wrote it. We recorded it.
Well, that's good. Is it part of a musical or is it a standalone piece?
Standalone piece.
Yeah. Sounds good. Appreciate it. You guys got a YouTube channel or anything?
Not yet.
TikTok?
No.
Nothing?
TikTok.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand that.
You're right.
Could you really say that anyone wrote that? I mean, it's like there's not a whole lot of writing there.
Get in my red car.
In Massachusetts. As far as the dating scene.
Let's see if I get into that again here.
What do you want me to sing?
Well, who's your favorite artist?
I don't know. I don't cover.
Calls Julian over because
they knew what right to go into.
Yeah. They knew which piece to.
Maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car.
Maybe tomorrow.
Get in my red car.
Ba-da-da-dum, 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 ba-da-da-dum.
Baby, go to bed. Baby, go to bed.
That's Frank Zappa. That's what that is.
Yes, exactly.
Gosh, they launched into it as if this is their big break. Get in my red car.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Today's not setting up right for it.
The brothers from Massachusetts.
Yeah, Elliot and Julian. Look for their album to drop soon.
Wow. Awesome.
Our night in Little Havana.
All right. Well, look for the XFL to start soon, including in our fair city. We're going to talk to the commissioner of the league next.